Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's look at a few charts in terms of U.S. equity markets and the precious metals. I know everyone wants to hear your thoughts on the precious metals and this more severe pullback that we have seen this week. But let's start with U.S. equity markets. Today, we are seeing a little bit of a pullback in markets, especially when it comes to the Dow. The Dow is down about 0.5%, a little over 150 points. So really not much and nothing concerning after the run that the Dow especially and the S&P have been on. The S&P is down about 0.1% right now. And the NASDAQ, interestingly, is up just a little bit, but we're finally seeing the NASDAQ outperform some of these other sectors as we really saw this rotation trade, which in all fairness is still underway. Today seems like just a little bit of a reprieve from the ongoing, at least short-term trends that we have seen. But Doc, when it comes to these U.S. equity markets, clearly a lot of optimism has come into the markets on the back of the vaccine news and even some more clarity in terms of the U.S. election. How sustainable do you think this recent run, especially to some all-time highs, how sustainable is this?
I think it's sustainable through December, maybe, Corey. I don't see this market, at least the S&P and Dow Jones, getting whacked at all in December. It's the end of the year, good time feeling for the markets. End of the year kind of rally. And, you know, a lot of traders aren't very active after Thanksgiving. And I think that's going to play out again this year, where we kind of hang up here in December for the S&P and the Dow Jones. And then the big question mark, I think the odds are really good that January is going to be the month that tells us about these markets. And I have a feeling January could be at this time, and I'd have to look at technicals going into January, but January could be a really negative month for these markets.
So, Doc, are these technicals in terms of the time frame being early next year, do you think that's lining up with some sort of more concrete news, whether it is on vaccines or even on the actual inauguration in the U.S. as to maybe shift trends or really solidify them?
I just think it has to do with money printing, Corey. These markets, over the last few years, it's all a money printing story. News can affect them a little bit short term, but other than that, it has to do with just the amount of money that's flooding into them. And I think that's going to continue. January could tell a different story if a president is in place that really believes they're going to increase taxes. That could have a finally a deleterious effect on these markets. But the coronation of a president yet is not in sight of who that's going to be, because there's a lot of news that is going to come out before the middle of December on whether we had a contrived election fraud in this country or not.
Well, Doc, that's a whole other topic that seems to be pushed aside right now by some of the traders. But overall, your comments on money printing, yes, we should get a lot more clarity on what's going to come out of the U.S. early on next year, when we do have some more clarity in terms of who the president is, or actually a solidification of who the president is and what policies they can push through. All right, Doc, let's move over to gold. Gold has been taking it on the chin this week, and it dropped right down to that 1800 level. I know there is some, at least, support there dating the whole way back to 2012, when gold topped a couple times right around 1800, but there are still a lot of people looking at about the 1750 level. I have to ask you, Doc, do you think that the broad sell-off in gold is going to bottom at 1800, or is there more downside here?
There could be a little bit more downside, Corey, moving into December. I don't like to see that, but I think it's very possible. And if the stock market is able to levitate in December, that's not a positive for gold either, because they seem to be inversely proportional. But I think we're getting pretty close to the bottom of gold. And I don't think we're going to stay down here for any appreciable time as we move into January. January could be a good month for gold. We should be in the time frame where it usually is good for gold, but unfortunately that's not true right now. But I'm not too concerned about we could get down to 1750 very likely. But I think we're going to be bottoming in December, and then I think we have a good chance for a run in January on gold.
So, Doc, one thing that you and I regularly do is take a step back, look at the longer-term charts, and take out some of the, I guess, more detailed technicals, and just look at odds. And odds right now are saying, when you look at this monthly chart, that the gold correction is getting a little bit longer in the tooth. This month, November, is going to be the fourth straight month in a row where gold is down. That's an extended downtrend in any time frame. So that means that it seems like next month, December, we could see a bit of a bounce back. How strong do you think that bounce back could be?
I don't think that bounce back would be very strong. I think we'd have to wait until the first of the year. Corey, it was ironic that in early August, when gold was screaming higher, we mentioned that if it stayed up, it would be the fifth month of higher closing highs for gold, and that from an odd standpoint, it looked like this rally might be over, and sure enough. And now, as you mentioned, this is going to be the fourth month of lower closing lows on the monthly chart. And so we're getting close to where we're going to need a bounce finally in this market. If we get a bounce in December, I don't think it's going to be a lot. But I think we have a better chance in January to get that bounce. And the other thing is that the strength indicator is starting to move sideways on the monthly chart. And as long as we just move sideways instead of down, we're going to be okay. But I think the most important thing to watch now are your MACDs and your strength indicators on the monthly charts. And your MACD is turning down for the first month in a long time. Now, the question is whether it turns down sharply like we saw back in 2012. In 2011, the later part of 2011, whether we're going to be in the desert again for months, or whether we start to just trend, whether we turn down slowly and trend sideways. If that's the case, I think we're still in good shape.
Okay. Well, Doc, that MACD, it is starting to trend a bit lower, or at a steeper angle. But one thing that is very positive about this correction is on a monthly chart, we're finally out of that overbought territory. So we are seeing a little bit of a, I guess, shift in sentiment in terms of, we were a little bit overly bullish there with just how much gold ran at the first, let's say, half of the year. One thing we were talking about too is that the stocks were telling us that gold was getting ahead of itself. The stocks had been underperforming the general gold price. I feel like this week, at least what I've noticed in my portfolio, is yes, gold has been correcting heavily, but the stocks have been holding up a little bit better. They're not going through a waterfall decline, as you would expect when gold's dropping $30 to $40 a day. What's your outlook for the stocks and how they're relating to the drop in gold?
Well, I think as we move into the end of this month and the early part of December, we're going to plane out, I think. We're going to bottom out on these stocks. And I think the stocks are going to hold their own better than the gold price, which is finally a good sign. And so I think we're going to plane out on the GDX, or probably around 32 to 33 to 34 in that area. And then I think eventually, as we move later in the month, we might start to recoup a little bit. And then January, I fully expect first part of the year, we climb back up toward 40 to 41 on these stocks. I think this is a short-term problem for these ETFs and stocks, and I think we're going to get a nice rebound coming in the next few weeks. And then after that point, it's going to be based on the technicals, whether we hold that and start to move higher, or whether we have one more downturn on these things. But I think we're drawing to a close on this move down.
So is now a reasonable time, if you do have cash on the sidelines, to start inching into some of these stocks, I guess, putting a little bit of money at play if you do see maybe a bit more of a bottoming happening on a daily chart?
Yeah, I've been starting to just add a little bit. Last week, I started, and I'm going to continue now. I'm going to pick my spots, and as we move into December, I'm going to start to take some positions a little bit and add to my positions. I think this is a great time to do it, and I'll be doing that. I've been waiting for this, and now is the time in December to start to add to these stocks. I might just say, Corey, and we weren't going to talk about this, but people should look at some of the uranium stocks. They've had a nice run, some of them, and I think the uranium stocks are starting to signal another price increase as far as the spot price for uranium, and I just throw that in, by the way.
Hey, that would be encouraging, Doc, to see a bounce in uranium, but it seems like in the energy sector, so much money has shifted and is now focused on renewable energies, clean energies, that uranium, I guess, could go through a bit of a price increase without a whole lot of people noticing. But we'll see how that all plays out. Final comments on silver, though, Doc. Silver has been outperforming gold during this correction. A lot of people are saying that's because of its industrial uses. Just look at what's happening with the base metals. How are you viewing silver during this correction, really, that has been focused in gold?
Silver really has done well comparatively. And I think what we're going to do is see silver continue to trend a little bit sideways to down. And in December, I don't see a precipitous fall off in the silver price here. Actually, it's really encouraging. And people should look at some of the silver stocks that have retraced, because I think actually silver is in a pretty good situation. The problem here is for silver and gold. If you look at the silver charts, the weekly charts on the MACD still show pressure down. I think we're going to see $22 in silver and maybe even a little bit lower before this is over. It's going to be a gradual decline. And the MACD is on the weekly chart is really kind of signaling it. But I don't see a precipitous fall. And I guess that's good.
Okay, I guess that's good as well, Doc. We're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for sharing some of your thoughts, Doc. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving, and I'm sure we'll chat again next week. And as we progress into December, really, hopefully, we just see a bit of a slowdown in this correction and maybe some sort of a, at least short-term, bottom being formed for the precious metals. Thanks for your time, Doc. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.